Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, and thank you once again, Isaiah, for always introducing the show here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. It's such a wonderful grandson. I really appreciate you being able to be my welcomer here for this exciting show. As you know, people, we've been doing all of this week tax tips for higher returns. And basically, we're focusing on how to make tax deductions work for you. Again, home-based business entrepreneurs have many more potential deductions available to them than the everyday taxpayer. So you want to make sure that, you know, you get with your tax professional. I just so happen to be one also, to see which deductions you qualify for. And, you know, there's two forms mainly that you'll be dealing with, a Schedule C and Form 8829. Today I want to cover travel expenses. Tax tip for the day will focus on travel expenses. You know, we spend a lot of time on travel and pleasure than ever before in this country. This is a great opportunity for home-based business entrepreneurs to convert what would normally be vacationing expenses into deductible business expenses. Yes, you heard me right. How to take your vacation and make it a paycation. Taking vacations and making them paycations, which means taking an ordinary, regular vacation, expenses you were going to spend anyway on that, and then deductible to have them deducted to business expenses. The way the law is written, it's actually quite easy to turn a vacation into a business trip. It only takes a little bit of strategizing ahead of time. When planning your trip, make sure you spend more than 50% of the total number of days on business. Four more hours of work constitutes a business day. So you want to spend, make sure that you spend at least 4 hours on a day. 4 hours out of a day, that constitutes a business day. And 50% of the total number of days you spend on business. Let's say you begin your trip to Florida on Wednesday to return the following Thursday. Wednesday counts as a business travel day. Then on Thursday, you do some prospecting and go to a meeting that night. Again, totaling more than 4 hours. That's the second business day. You spend Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday having fun with the family. The following Wednesday gets spent on business. Thursday, you travel home, which is your third and fourth business day. Because you did business in the same city on weeks that sandwiched the weekend, you also count Saturday and Sunday as business days. That gives you 6 business days out of 9. You only need 5, and so the whole trip is deductible. Also, if you have a spouse and your children as employees, their expenses may be deductible as well. Again, make sure you get with your tax professional to make sure you properly plan and get the most deductions possible. And, you know, travel, vacations is a great way to save on your taxes, especially being a home-based business owner. That has been your tax tip for the day. Make sure you also take advantage of one of the hottest new ways to advertise your business, which is mobile marketing. And if you need to know more about mobile marketing, again, you can text LEARN MORE, LEARNMORE. You put that in the message box and you text it to 58203. And we'll be able to get back with you. And it also gives you an example of how mobile marketing works. That's right. That's what I use now to promote my business is mobile marketing. Hey, till the next time, this has been Baba Jahi with your tax tip for the day. God bless you. Have a wonderful, most prosperous day. And until next time, peace and blessings.